Gary Bauer, president of American Values in Washington, D.C., with your end of day report. Like everybody else, I've been locked up for 10 weeks, and like everybody else, I'm frustrated. But you know what? I'm also angry. And you know why? Because a bunch of politicians and media people are now saying we're going to be locked up in our homes for another, 5 months, 10 months, a year? And according to polls, some of us agree with them. So here's my question. How did flatten the curve turn into we can't reopen until there's a cure? When did flatten the curve become nobody can go back to anything like their old lives until not even one life's at risk? It's been months since some big shots at the CDC went to President Trump and said, we need to close the country because there's a big virus coming. Can you imagine what the president must have thought? He was told there weren't enough hospital beds. People will be dying in the hallways. Public health experts went on television saying we need to shut down the entire economy. Otherwise, 2 million people will die. Well, 2 million people didn't die, thank God, not even close. And you know what? The curve has been flattened, but now they've moved the goalposts. Instead of flatten the curve, it's we cannot reopen until there's a cure, until there's a vaccine. But my friends, there's no guarantee we'll even find a cure. We cannot eliminate every virus and disease out there. Life must go on. If we wait until there's a vaccine, there may not be a country to return to business in. Most of you, most of us are not at risk. Able-bodied people and young people need to get back to work and school. If we don't, instead of 2020 being known as the year of the coronavirus, it will be known as the year the American economy collapsed forever. This is Gary Bauer signing off from Washington, D.C. To support our work at American Values, visit GaryBauer.com.